We saw him safe out of the country, you see, said Granny awkwardly. Very good family, Nanny Ogg put in quickly.
What kind of people? Said the King. Not commoners, I trust.
Absolutely not, said Granny with considerable firmness, as a vision of Vitola floated across her imagination. Not common at all. Very uncommon.
Her eyes implored McGrath for help. They were thespians, said McGrath firmly, her voice radiating such approval that the King found himself nodding automatically.
Oh, he said. Good.
Were they? Whispered Nanny Ogg. They didn't look it.
Don't show your ignorance, Gaither Ogg, sniffed Granny.
She turned back to the ghost of the King.
Sorry about that, Your Majesty. It's just her showing off. She doesn't even know where Thespia is. Wherever it is, I hope that they know how to school a man in the arts of war, said Varence. I know Felmet. In 10 years, he'll be dug in here like a toad in a stone.
The King looked from witch to witch.
What kind of kingdom will he have to come back to? I hear what the kingdom is becoming even now. Will you watch it change over the years, becoming shoddy and mean?
The King's ghost faded. His voice hung in the air, faint as a breeze.
Remember, good sisters, he said, the land and the King are one.
And he vanished. The embarrassed silence was broken by McGrath blowing her nose.
One what? Said Nanny Ogg.
We've got to do something, said McGrath,
her voice choked with emotion.
Rules or no rules?
It's very vexing, said Granny quietly.
Yes, but what are we going to do?
She said.
Reflect on things, said Granny. Think about it all.
You've been thinking about it for a year, McGrath said.
One what? Oh, one what? Said Nanny Ogg. It's no good just reacting, said Granny. We've got to...
A cart came bouncing and rumbling along the track from Loncra. Granny ignored it.
Give these things careful consideration.
You don't know what to do you? Said McGrath.
Nonsense, I...
There's a cart coming, Granny.
Granny Weatherwax shrugged.
What you youngsters don't realise, she began.
Witches never bothered with elementary road safety. Such traffic as there was on the roads of Loncra either went around them, or, if this was not possible, waited until they moved out of the way. Granny Weatherwax had grown up knowing this for a fact. The only reason she didn't die knowing that it wasn't was that McGrath, with rather better reflexes, dragged her into the ditch. It was an interesting ditch. There were jiggling corkscrew things in it, which were direct descendants of things which had been in the primordial soup of creation. Anyone who thought that ditch water was dull could have spent an instructive half-hour in that ditch with a powerful microscope. It also had nettles in it, and now it had Granny Weatherwax. She struggled up through the weeds, incoherent with rage, and rose from the ditch like Venus Anadyomene, only older and with more duckweed. She said, pointing a shaking finger at the disappearing cart.
It was young Neshley from over Incap way, said Nanny Ogg from a nearby bush. His family were always a bit wild. Of course, his mother was a Whipple. He ran us down, said Granny.
You could have got out of the way, said McGrath.
Get out of the way, said Granny. We're witches. People get out of our way.
She squelched onto the track, her finger still pointing at the distant cart.
By hokey, I'll make him wish he'd never been born.
He was quite a big baby, I recall, said the bush. His mother had a terrible time.
It's never happened to me before, ever, said Granny, still twanging like a bowstring. I'll teach him to run us down as though we were ordinary people.
He already knows, said McGrath. Just help me to get Nanny out of this bush, will you?